USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A Democratic presidential debate scheduled for next week in California has now been thrown into chaos when all seven of the candidates who qualified for the stage threatened not to attend because of a labor dispute. The Thursday debate is scheduled to be held at Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles, where the Food Workers Union says it's been working without a contract and plans on striking in front of the debate. Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, Tom Steyer, and Andrew Yang quickly said they would not cross the picket line. The Democratic National Committee Communications Director issued a statement today saying the party organization would not expect candidates to cross a picket line, adding, "We're working with all stakeholders to find an acceptable resolution that meets their needs and is consistent with our values so we can proceed with next week's debate." This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for quite some time how MyPillow has given me the best sleep I've ever had with my MyPillow Deluxe Pillow. Well, now, through the Radio Listener Special, there's a lot of things you can save through the MyPillow Radio Listener Special, but the best deal now is a buy one, get one free offer on the Deluxe MyPillow Premium Pillows. Pick up a MyPillow right now and yourself and a loved one. Best way to do it. And guess what? We've talked about the 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, but orders placed between October 15th and December 25th will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 for the buy one, get one free special. Two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one with that extended warranty. Do it now.
They say Black Friday and Cyber Monday were record-setting, but the Commerce Department says November overall retail sales came in lower than expected. USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
The government says retail sales only rose by 0.2% last month, much lower than the 0.5% increase experts had predicted. Americans cut back on discretionary spending, and that could lead economists to dial back their economic growth forecasts for the fourth quarter. The report also revised data for the retail sales number in October, showing it actually increased by 0.4% rather than the 0.3% as previously reported. I'm Chris Barnes.
Wall Street closed out a slow day with tiny gains and more record highs for the S&P 500 and NASDAQ. The S&P 500 added a mere 0.23, less than one-tenth of 1%, to reach an all-time high of 3,168. The Dow Jones Industrial Average inched up 3.33 to 28,135. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A veteran American actor has passed on. With the story, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Actor Danny Aiello is known for supporting roles in many acclaimed movies since the 1970s. He died at a medical facility in New Jersey on Thursday night. In The Godfather Part II, he delivered the famous line, "Michael Corleone says, hello." He also had a notable role in Moonstruck and one in Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing, for which he was nominated for Best Supporting Actor. He said in a CBS interview 4 years ago he shouldn't have won.
Achieving the award, I said, if I got it, how good could it be? That's true.
Why?
Danny Aiello, come on. Backed into acting, never studied a day in his life.
Danny Aiello was 86. I'm Chris Barnes.
U.S. regulators approved the expanded use of a fish oil-based drug for preventing serious heart complications in high-risk patients already taking cholesterol-lowering pills. Vascepa was approved years ago for people with sky-high triglycerides, a type of fat in the blood. The Food and Drug Administration allowed its use for a far bigger group of adults with high but less extreme triglyceride levels who have multiple risk factors such as heart disease and diabetes. In patient testing, it reduced risk of potentially deadly complications, including heart attacks and strokes, by over 25%. Heart disease affects an estimated 121 million American adults, causes about 1 in 3 deaths, and costs more than $500 billion annually for treatment, according to the American Heart Association. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.